The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So we've been meeting now for about a week, I guess, not quite, in our coming and going sesshin. And the theme of this particular year is koans. So everyone who gives a talk gets to pick a koan they'd like to talk about. And we have so many koans in our tradition. Koans, for those of you who aren't familiar, being teaching stories from our Zen ancestors. Sometimes they're actually stories, sometimes they're dialogues, and sometimes, as in the case of the koan I'm going to talk about tonight, they're, you might say, inviting instructions. The koan I'm going to offer for your consideration this evening is one that we encounter a couple of times in our Boundless Way Zen koan practice. It shows up in a collection we call the Miscellaneous Koans, and it also is the second to last koan in the Gateless Gate, which is the third collection of koans that we work on after Mu and the Miscellaneous Koans. And the Gateless Gate koans were collected by a fellow named Wu Men, whose name literally means no gate in Chinese. So he called his collection the Wu Men Guan, which means the no gate barrier. And we use this this koan, which is from a teacher who whose name was Du Shui Tsongyue. And he's an interesting person, but I'm not going to talk too much about him. There's a lot of legends that sprang up around how he got involved in Zen. But he lived maybe in the, I don't know, I think about the 11th century, something like that. And this is called Du Shui's Three Barriers. So when we encounter it in our Miscellaneous Koans, it goes something like the way I'm going to read it. It also shows up in Entangling Vines, this Japanese koan collection, as case 7. I'm going to read you this version of it, and then we found a beautiful book by a poet and translator named David Hinton, who has translated the Wu Men Guan, the gateless barrier, the no gate barrier, very poetically and from the Chinese, and a very interesting version of this particular koan. So here's the one that bears the resemblance to the one you'll encounter in Miscellaneous Koans and in the no gate barrier as we teach it. Du Shui Tsongyue devised three barriers to test his students. Pulling weeds and exploring the mystery are solely for the purpose of seeing your true nature. So, right now, where is your true nature? If you realize your true nature, you escape birth and death. So, as the light in your eyes dims, how do you escape? When you escape birth and death, you know where you go. So, as your four elements separate, where do you go? So three questions, three barriers that he asks. Right now, where is your true nature? If you find your true nature, you escape birth and death, so how do you escape? And when you escape, you'll know where to go, so where do you go? Those are the questions that we ask aspiring students. Here is David Hinton's version of this, and I'm going to read it because it's so poetic, almost like a poem, just a few times through, so you can really taste and enjoy the words. At first, it might not make much sense to you, and then hopefully it will settle into your heart mind, and you'll hear something that may surprise you or inspire you or confound you, which are three of the many ways we teach Zen. So one of the things we like about David Hinton is that he translates all these almost impossible to pronounce Chinese names into English. So Du Shui, his name is Buddha Land Mountain, which is literally what his name means. So this is case number 47 in the No Gate Barrier of Wu Men. Master Buddha Land Mountain established three gateways to test his students. Open wild origins and penetrate depths of dark enigma. That's the only way to see your original nature. So tell me, you monks, here, now, today, your original nature, where is it? Know your original nature in and of itself. Know it perfectly, and you're free of life and death. So tell me, at death, when the radiance of your eyes is falling away, how can you get free of life? If you're free of life and death, perfectly free, you know where you dwell in the end. So tell me, the four elements you are, earth, air, fire, water, when they scatter away, where is it you're going? Master Buddha Land Mountain established three gateways to test his students. Open wild origins and penetrate depths of dark enigma. That's the only way to see your original nature. Open wild origins and penetrate depths of dark enigma. That's the only way to see your original nature. So we might say that Zen at its essence is a kind of grappling with the most difficult things that human beings encounter. And these difficult things that we encounter in the usual translation of this koan are called weeds or tall grasses. We say you make your way through the wild grasses. And isn't this what it's like to be a human being? We are lost, lost. The way is dark. As David said in his wonderful talk earlier today about Yunmen's light, it is dark, dark. How can you welcome the darkness? How can you connect with your wild origins, the wild origins of not knowing, of being lost, of being without any of the old ways that you originally encountered life that seemed to work for a while, these endless strategies that protected you from the real thing, which is that human beings love and lose, and human beings connect and then are heartbroken. This happens again and again and again in our lives. It's not something extraordinary that's just happened to you. It's something really ordinary. If we take the risk of connecting, then we take the consequences of connecting. Sorrow and heartbreak. But in the connecting, there's joy. And at the bottom of all this, Wu Men says, our wild origins, a wildness, an untamed quality, something that cannot be figured out by the ordinary mind. He says, open wild origins and penetrate depths of dark enigma. The dark enigma, this not knowing, which we value so much in Zen. Not a, I don't know, kind of not knowing, but a, I've looked and I've looked and I've looked and I still haven't been able to find the depths of meaning. I haven't been able to find my mind, my heart. I've looked and I've looked. Well, the Zen teacher says, look some more. Don't give up. Keep going. Strip away everything and find what we call your true nature. And this is what Master Buddha Land Mountain, Du Shui, says. That's the only way to see your original nature. Open wild origins and penetrate depths of dark enigma. That's the only way to see your original nature. And then he says, so tell me, you monks, and this is, of course, he's speaking to us, you monks, here, now, today. Three separate words, all pointing to the same thing. This, this, this. Tell me, you monks, here, now, today, your original nature, the person you were before all the accretions of ideas about the self kept you trapped in a lifeless frozenness. Where is it? He asks. Where is it? So that's the first gateway. And then he says, know your original nature. In and of itself. I hear that as nothing extra added. The true self, the one before everything got piled on top of us. The light that shines out of every one of us, as Yunmen and David talked about this morning. He says, know it perfectly. My first teacher used to love word etymology, and I inherited that from him. And he loved the word perfect because the root in Latin, perfectio, meant completely cooked through, like a loaf of bread that is just perfectly baked in the oven, soft on the inside and crisp on the outside. Perfect, cooked through, done through. Fectio is also done, perfectio. Done through, perfectly. Know it perfectly. Know it thoroughly. Don't give up until you are penetrated by it. And then he says, you'll be free of life and death. We've been talking about this too in the previous days. How to be free in life and death. Free from life and death. Free of life and death. We think that we're born once and die once. But if we're really honest, we know that every in-breath is a new, refreshing opportunity to start all over. And every out-breath is a death, a letting go, a sinking down into the mystery, into the dark enigma. So he says, so tell me, at death, when the radiance of your eyes is falling, this bright light that shines out of all of us, even if we try to keep it hidden by keeping our lids down and setting our face into some kind of rigidity, it can't help but shine out from us. Every human being, everything we say in Zen is shining with its own light. And if we're quiet enough for long enough, we start to see it. We start to feel it. We see how the floor and the cushions and the people around us and everything we encounter is shining with its own light perfectly, with no gap, is another way of saying this. Nothing in the way, perfectly itself. This is how to be free of life and death. So he says, tell me, at death, when the light of your eyes is falling, when the radiance of your eyes diminishes, it falls away. How can you get free in that moment? How can you be free of life? How can you surrender to this final moment? Some Zen teachers say that the point of Zen is to be fully awake for our last breath, a preparation for the radiance of our eyes falling away. And then he says, if you're free of life and death, perfectly free, that word perfect again, perfectly free, thoroughly free, done all the way through, you know where you dwell in the end. You know where your life is, even in the midst of death. And in Chinese medicine, they say that there are four elements that construct us: earth, air, fire, and water. So he says, tell me the four elements that you are, the fire and the air, the water and the earth, when they all scatter, where is it you're going? When we work with this as a koan, we expect answers. You have to say, where is your original nature? Show me right now. And you have to show how you can get free of life. Show it right now. And then you have to answer the question, where are you going? When all this has happened, where are you going? Right now in this moment, where are you? And where are you going? And where have you come from? Who are you? What is it? Master Buddha Land Mountain established three gateways to test his students. Open wild origins and penetrate depths of dark enigma. That's the only way to see your original nature. So tell me, you monks here, now, today, your original nature, where is it? Know your original nature in and of itself. Know it perfectly. And you're free of life and death. So tell me, at death, when the radiance of your eyes is falling away, how can you get free of life? If you're free of life and death, perfectly free, you know where you dwell in the end. So tell me, the four elements you are, earth, air, fire, water, when they scatter away, where is it you're going? So we'll continue to sit for a few more breaths until the bell rings and we begin walking meditation.